Some good news for people in Otipoti, Dunedin, who are missing the performing arts. The Dunedin Fringe Arts Trust is taking bookings for a brand new venue in the heart of the city. Gareth McMillan is director of the trust, and he joins me now to tell us about Te Whare o Rukutia.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, Gareth. Hey, nice to talk to you.
Yeah,
hey, I saw the story come through, and I was so stoked for you guys. What's the story so far? Where's this venue come from?
Well, we've got an amazing creative community down here at Otipoti, but resources are always hard to come by, especially down here with the closure of our professional theatre a few years ago. So this has come from a place of need. We've identified that our community needs a place to present work, but also needs additional resources just in terms of nurturing and developing professional development, audience development, and just really making sure that the voice of the independent artist is heard in all of this. So that's kind of, there was a need. We're a great organisation to be delivering that since we've been around for a while. We've got the Fringe Festival, we've got the New Zealand Young Writers Festival, we've got a music mentoring project, we're kind of doing some work in that space. So we're really lucky to have secured some funding to realise some of that vision.
Yeah, if you build it, they will come, eh? That must,
absolutely,
That must apply to performers, but audiences too.
A venue of dreams, yeah. There's definitely, you know, the latest survey statistics is less engagement with the arts over the last 3 years than there previously was. So definitely there's some work to be done in making sure that, you know, local people get off the couch and get out there and support some of the amazing locally made performance and visual art.
So you haven't built it from scratch, though, have you? Where is this venue?
It's right in the centre of the city. It's addressing a gap that existed within the current stock of venues. It's a 120 capacity seated. So, you know, that's something that's not currently being catered to. So it's more of a studio development size than grandiose, but it's just perfect for, you know, local theatre companies who are developing work which might go on to tour or support touring work. You know, we've got amazing theatre companies and other performers throughout the country that, you know, like a nice-sized venue like that to be hosted in Dunedin. So it's just a few doors down from the Octagon. It's lovely, centrally located. It'll be a warm, welcoming space. We'll have it'll be flexible, multidisciplinary, and support all kinds of different activities.
What did it used to be, and how much have you done to the space?
So we're ready to take bookings, but the space isn't open for audience quite yet. There's a bit of a transformation going on. The space previously has been the Dunedin Community Gallery, which is a space mainly for object and craft users. And they're just moving next door. And then that frees up a space for us to turn into a place more centred on performance. And, of course, the two places existing together creates a real hub in the centre of the city, which we'll be able to really nurture and look after our local creators.
Yeah, so many famous and overused word, but iconic New Zealand pieces of art, pieces of music, pieces of creativity have come from Dunedin, but you don't get that stuff unless you support artists along the way, right, and give them opportunities in this, I think you said, a medium-sized space.
Absolutely, and also, I mean, we as an organisation, we work a lot with emerging artists. We've got a real focus on young people, on you know, communities that might be a bit disenfranchised. Because particularly in this day and age, a lot of the time it's the established organisations that might be more successful getting the funding, because they already have the resources, they have someone in the team who can do that. So it's really important that we also cater to that next generation of talent, or people that perhaps need a little bit more assistance to you know, unlock those resources in order to make sure that artists get paid and that they can then achieve their wonderful creative visions. And that's definitely the space that we work in.
Right. So not every performer will become Lady Gaga, but actually, even if you top out at that 120-seater venue, that has its own value if you're serving an audience that might not otherwise be served.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other side of the coin too is it's really important that we support professional practice. And, you know, we're absolutely intending that work which will have its first presentation in Te Whare o Rukutia will then go on and tour Bats, you know, the Meter Up Basement, you know, the other kind of
Great.
Similar venues that are throughout the country.
The usual suspects. Yeah. Okay. Any message to performers or groups that are interested in performing in your venue?
Well, this is really day one for us in lots of ways. We've obviously got the project to a certain state, but now we're really keen to engage with people and to have them come with us on the journey on further developing it. So we're very careful to call this a pilot, and it will evolve into something else. So get in contact with us, find out what we've got, and make sure that your voice is part of the mix, so we can really develop a facility that Dunedin will be proud of and that supports our local community.
Great, Gareth. Keep in touch and let me know if I can assist further.
Come down and perform, mate.
Yeah, okay. I'd have to come up with a show. I'm not sure what that would look like. It's been a while since I did stand
later.
Up.
We can chat later.
Okay, thanks. Nice to talk to you. Gareth
okay,
is director of the Dunedin Fringe Arts Trust.